Okay, so Rav Kook, in the continuation of the Gemara that we started last time, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara in source number 1 reads as follows. Rabbi Zera havi kamishtamit mid Rabbi Yehuda. We saw last time that Rabbi Zera, the student of Rabbi Yehuda, was avoiding him, debay lemesak la'ara di Yisrael, because he wanted to make aliyah. Damar of Yehuda kol olam mi Bavel eretz Yisrael over ba'ase, sheneamar Bavel yuvau v'shame yiyu. And we saw last time the machloket, and in fact the halacha here is like the student, Rabbi Zera, who is correct in wanting to go up to Eretz Yisrael, and that the pasuk which his Rebbe, Rav Yehuda, brings is really referring to the utensils of the Beit HaMikdash. Amar, Ezo ve'eshma mine milta, va'aiti ve'esek, and we learned last week that even though Rebbe Zera had a strong disagreement with his Rebbe regarding Zionism, nevertheless, he continued to learn from him and to honor him regarding other issues, even though on this topic he disagreed, and also he was correct. The student was correct. So he wants to continue and learn from him, again, apparently without having any kind of Zionist discussion. Azal Ashkeche Dekai Bei Bani. He came and he found Rav Yehuda in the bathhouse. And the Gemara in several places tells us that it was customary for students to learn from their teachers, even when they went into the bathhouse to see how to be godly and how to be idealistic in all situations. V'kamar le'lishame, he heard that Rav Yehuda told his shamas, told his servant, Havi li neter, please bring me soap. Havi li masrek, please bring me a comb. Pitchu pumaychu, open your mouths, ve'afiku havla, and open your mouths, and you will put out the heat, and also bring in the heat, the healthy heat from the bathhouse. Ve'ishtu mimaya debei bani, and also drink while you're in the bathhouse. He tells his the people around him and his students, you should drink from the water in the bathhouse. It's good to drink hot water, even though it was not made for drinking, for tea, but for bathing. So the student, Rav Yehuda, says as follows, Amar, Il Malay, if I would not have come, Il Malay Bati, if I would not have come to learn from Rav Yehuda, El Lishmoa Davar Zeh, Dai. It would have been enough just to learn this one thing from my Rebbe, Rav Yehuda, before I make Aliyah, to learn one more good thing. So the Gemara asks, what was that one good thing that he learned from him? Bishlama haviu neter haviu masrek. I understand. What did he learn from him? When he said, bring me a comb, bring me soap. Kamash melan dvarim sholcho mutar lo amram bilshon HaKodesh. We see that Rav Yehuda said these things in Hebrew. And we learn from here that you are allowed to speak the holy language, Hebrew, even in the bathhouse. And this is as opposed to the Satmar Rebbe, who said that you should not use Hebrew for secular things at all. Here we find that Chazal say, and it's brought down Lahalacha in the Rambam and in the Shulchan Aruch, that yes, you're allowed to talk secular things in the Hebrew language, even in the bathhouse. As a matter of fact, it's even a mitzvah, but you could read about that in my book, Larima Tadegel. Continues the Gemara. Pitchu pumaychu v'afiku havla nami. I understand also why Rav Yehuda says, open your mouth and give out the hot air. Kiddushmuel damar shmuel havla mafik havla. And Rashi explains that when you are in a hot bathhouse, you should breathe out the, Rashi explains, the ze'ah. Put out your sweat, and that way you can bring in the good, clean water. Ella. But, so if so, what's he getting so excited about? What did he learn that he didn't know beforehand? Ella ishtu maya debe bani. But he said, I learned from Rav Yehuda that it's good to drink the water, the hot water in the bathhouse. Ask the Gemara, mai ma'al yuta, what's so good about drinking the hot water in the bathhouse? Ditanya, we learn in a braita, achal velo shata, if somebody eats and doesn't drink, achilato dam. It's as if his eating is like blood, v'zel tchilat choli me'ayim, and this causes problems in one's digestive tract. If you just eat without drinking hot. Now, we all know that the rabbis in their time were considered medical experts. On the other hand, the Gaonim, already 1,000 years ago, said that you're not allowed to follow the medical directives of the Amoraim, because we've changed, medicine has changed, we've learned more. So if so, Rav Kook is going to look for a more symbolic, eternal message from this idea of that it says that you shouldn't eat without drinking. And that it causes, it's like as if you have eaten blood, and it causes problems in your intestines, in the digestive tract. Okay, let's see Rav Kook inside. By the way, I'll already just tell everybody that today we're going to read the whole paragraph, and because Rav Kook really only gets to the punchline at the end. Ha'achila notenet et ha'chalakim ha'nidrashim lebinyan ha'guf, shehim ne'evadim al yedei koach ha'chayim v'ha'avoda. We have a nurse here. Maybe she could tell us. I think these ideas here are pretty simple, and also modern medicine agrees with this, that when a person eats, the nourishment, the vitamins, the idea is that it should be spread to his whole body. And because what happens, the body loses different nutrients when we work, when we exercise, when we walk, when we learn, we're always putting out certain energies, and we need to put in energies, and that's why it's important to eat. Hachomarim halalu, these vitamins and minerals, mitkansim tchila betoch adam, how does it get to the rest of the body? Well, after we eat it, and we grind it, and it gets ground several times by different processes, like we learned in 10th grade, it gets into the blood system. Ve'adam yitchalek bimrutzato b'chol chelkei aguf hayoter dakim. And the blood system, the circulation, brings all of those nutrients even into the far appendages, the hands, the feet, the farthest out places. That's the job of the arteries, the veins. Liten lekol chelik vechelik et advarim hatzrichim lebinyano, to make sure that every single organ, every single limb, gets that which it needs to function. Paragraph bet. Vine kedei laasot et adam ra'ui limrutza veshetef, in order to help the blood, to make the blood suitable for running this job of bringing the vitamins and the nutrients to all of the organs and the whole body, tzricha hashtia lavo, we need to drink. All right, what is blood? Blood is the liquids. Where are the liquids that we get? They're from what we drink. Shal yedei shemitarvim chelkei amayim betoch adam, when we drink, it brings the liquid into the blood system. Naseh adam ra'ui liyot b'matzav shel nozel. And through being a liquid, that ha'oleich b'chol plagot klei hadam yoter mamushachim v'dakim, and because it's a liquid, it can reach even the farthest parts of the body to bring them what they need. V'zeh rak b'shvil chelkei hamayim shebahem shebaim ha'yidei ashtia. So this is the reason why it's important to drink. Paragraph Gimel. Omnam bioto ochel veino shote. But if a person eats without drinking, again, he has the nutrients, he has the minerals and the vitamins, but he doesn't have the liquids to process it and to circulate it through the body. The blood is low on, and his body is low on liquids. The blood is low on liquids. And it becomes thicker. And the blood cannot do its job if it doesn't have enough liquids. Ubnei hameyayim shehem uchnu la'avod et avodat ha'hechsher lichalek et hashpa'at ha'mazon l'chol chevrei haguf. And the digestive tract, that is where the digesting is done in order to break down all of these nutrients into smaller units so that they get into the blood. Biyotam menu'im avodatam, if you don't drink, and the blood isn't going to enable the digestive tract to do its digesting properly. Ayedei shehatzir shelehem, its juice, hanoseat pu'latam hu adam, mit'abe, it becomes, the blood becomes thicker, ad sheyaseh melachto bechvedut, and then the digestive tract becomes heavy and slow. Now Rav Kook, in paragraph Gimel that we just read, he already foreshadowed a drop regarding the punchline. He says that the idea is the hashpa'at hamazon, the influence of the food to influence the body. Al ken, paragraph Dalet, yechelu yechalu hema, a person's digestive tract, his intestines, will become sick. Because if the digestive tract gets all of the vitamins and minerals, but it doesn't have the fluids to clean it out and to bring them to the rest of the body. And Rav Kook says, this is the problem of anyone who wants to influence. And that's our topic for today. Biyotom mutse al darko satan haotzro me'asot melechet hashpa'ato. If a person wants to influence and to give his Torah and his ideology and his truth to other people, to your spouse, to your children, to the culture, to Am Yisrael, that's a problem. Sheyikra'eyu chulsha pratit ki hashlamato hi avodato. The only way that the intestines can do their job of influencing and passing on that which they have, asher letovat otam shavodato no'edet avuram, and to give his influence to the others, here in the symbolism we're talking about, to get the blood and the nutrients to all the different organs and limbs. But the same thing here. If a parent, if a rabbi, if a person has an ideology and he wants to give it over, and he should want to give it over, but he's not able to for one reason or another, it's as if achal velo shata. It is as if he has eaten the food, he has the nourishment, but if you don't have, if you don't drink, achilato dam, then the eating of the nourishments, all those vitamins, it's counterproductive. Below eruv hamazon ara'u lechelkei hamayim. If you don't have the liquids in the body to transfer it, to transport it, v'zel tchilat cholei meyayim. And this is the reason why one's intestines or digestive system davka will suffer if you eat without drinking. Now the concept of influencing, which is the main point here, is a major motif in the writings of Rav Kook, as we'll see, in all the different directions. For example, a famous piska that we saw in source number 4, we've seen this before, I hope it sounds familiar, in Orot Yisrael, Perek Dalid, piska Gimel, Ha'ava ha'gdola, the great love that we have for Am Yisrael, she'anachnu ovim et amotenu, that we love our nation of Israel, lo tisameh et einenu milevaker et kol mumeha. Chas v'shalom, our great love for Am Yisrael does not contradict the fact that we want to teach the other Jews, and inevitably, we should also mochiach, we should rebuke them, and sometimes even criticize them. Because again, who do we criticize the most? I once gave the mashal of if you see a driver who squeaks to a sudden stop when a kid runs out in front of the car, if he just honks, or if he rolls down the window and yells at the child, that's not the father. The father, if need be, he will chase the child down the block, maybe even give him a slap or two, for sure yell it at him, maybe even punish him if you ever do that again. Why? Because the more you love a person, the more you want them to set them straight if they're making a mistake. Aval hinenu motzim et atzmiuta gam acharei habikoret hayoter chofshit nekiya mikol mum. But our love for Israel is not harmed by the fact that we want to rebuke Israel. Because again, we want to influence them, and davka, who do you influence? You influence the person that you love, because you want them to see the truth. If you remember, we spoke once about Ahavat Hashem. What is Ahavat Hashem? According to the Rambam, the mitzvah of loving God is to convince others to love them as well. And the Rambam brings a proof from Avraham Ohavi. Avraham is called Avraham, my lover. And Chazal explained, why is Avraham God's lover? Because he loves God so much, he calls other people to serve God as well. And just like Lahavdil, a million Havdalot, if a person likes the New York Yankees, he tries to convince all of his friends that they're better than the Boston Red Sox. And a Boston Red Sox fan likes to convince his friends that his team is the best. Why? Because if you like your team, you want others to like them as well. And that's what love is about. Love is to set a person straight. And it does not only does it not contradict criticism, Hari, who do we get the most criticism from? Our parents. Till we get married, and then it's our spouse. And in other words, criticism, to want to influence a person for the best, is part of love. Chazal say, Yoter mi'asher she'apara she'ego rotze linoka, para rotze lahanik. That even more than a calf wants to, even more than a calf wants to nurse from her mother, the mother, the cow, wants to nurse. So again, what do we see? We see that to give is a natural part of love. And part of the giving is also connected with the fact that we're all in the same boat. We mentioned once the Talmud Yerushalmi, who says that this guy was drilling a hole. They used to have these old-fashioned manual drills underneath his seat. And somebody yells at him, you're going to sink the boat. And the guy says, well, what do you want? I paid for the seat. I can drill a hole under my seat. But the idea is, again, if somebody is doing something wrong, we want to influence him to improve. Now, this idea, this motif, is also found. Let's look in source number 9, where we see that Rav Kook, as a rabbi and as a communal leader, says that the idea of wanting to influence is built in to the job. Also of a parent, also of a teacher, also a member of yeshuv, a member of a community, a member of a state. Right? That's the whole idea of going to a hafganot, to demonstrations. What democracy is about is we want to and should want to influence each other. Let's look together in source number 9. Where Rav Kook writes in Pinkasei HaRiyah, this is one of the previously, just recently published notebooks of Rav Kook, where he writes as follows, Alken, Chova gdola al kol chacham Yisrael. It is a great obligation for every wise person in Israel, litzaref deotav, to purify his ideas, his ideology, his understandings, shetiyeh hashpa'a musarit shelo hashofat miyirat Hashem yidbarach u'kdushato shel Torah tzrufa u'bechuna. A person should want to influence everyone, and that's why you, and this is one of the advantages of influencing, I can only influence if I've really clarified all the issues first to myself. I always tell this to my students. Recently, in the middle of the year, the girls, the 18-year-old students from the Southern Hemisphere, at South Africa and Australia, they just finished off their year in seminary, in Midrashah. And in every group, there are some who ask me, what should I do so that I don't lose my idealism? That my love for Eretz Yisrael, I'm planning on returning to make Aliyah, but I'm worried that if I go back to Chutz La'aretz for 3 or 4 years for university, I'll lose my idealism. And one of the answers that I always tell them is that if you are a madricha in Bnei Akiva, if you are out to teach others about the importance of living in Israel, that helps you yourself stay idealistic and continue to clarify your own ideology. In other words, to influence others helps me. Not only does it help all of Am Yisrael, but it helps me also clarify to myself. Okay? In Source 11, Rav Kook writes about another aspect of influencing. This is in Eder Ayarkar, page 31. Lu haita hashpa'a hadatit shel Yisrael ba ba'olam bizman shaita uma chaya betiv'a hamalei chayim betocha pnima. Rav Kook relates to the idea, as a nation, the nation of Israel, our job is to be an or lagoyim, a light to the nations of the world. Now, how are we supposed to do it? We're supposed to do it in the land of Israel, where we have the home court advantage. We build our society and our culture and our priority systems. And from Israel, Mitzion Tetze Torah, from Israel will come the truth to teach the other nations of the world. The problem was that we were not religious enough. We were not idealistic enough. So God sent us to exile. And one of the advantages of exile is that when we're spread out, we can influence. And that's how we influence the Christians, and most of the world today learned monotheism from the time period that we were spread out among the nations of the world. But what's the problem? We see today, in really everywhere the Jews are, instead of us influencing them, the majority is influencing us, the Jewish minority. And that is what Rav Kook is saying. Yes, we must influence, but the idea is to influence without being influenced. How do we do that? Well, today, through internet, through transportation, the nations of the world can come to Israel and be influenced and see how, and also on the news, whenever Israel sends a rescue team to be the first ones to help in the Philippines or where in Miami, wherever a rescue team is needed, Israel is the first one to get there. That is a Kiddush Hashem. And that is how we influence the world. The fact that we have the most moral army in the world, we've spoken about that in the past, that's to influence the world. We should have also idealistic politics and moral politics and a moral economy, etc., etc. So the idea is to influence the world. So we've seen, first, we should influence our students, also our spouse, our children. Now we're talking about influencing the world as a whole. Rav Kook takes it even a step further. Let us look in Source 12. This is from Orot Yisrael, Chet Chet. Ha'itgalut al dvar godel erko shel ha'adam, al hashpa'ato ha'gdola b'shifat ha'chayim shelo, b'godel rucho, b'rtzono, v'ofa'at sichlo al ha'avaya, al kol ha'yesh, Zoti Chativa Miuchedet LiYisrael. The essence of the nation of Israel is to reveal godliness to the world through God's Torah, through the revelation that we saw at Sinai and we pass on in the Bible, through the prophecies, through our morality, through our mitzvot. But again, what is the idea? Itgalut al dvar godel erko shel ha'adam. The greatness of a person. Al hashpa'ato ha'gdola b'shifat ha'chaim shelo. How he influences others throughout his whole life. B'godel rucho. His greatness. How? When can you influence a person? When the other people respect you. Bertzono v'ofa'at sichlo al ha'havaya. The Jewish genius, the Jewish creativity, the way it appears in Torah, the way it appears in the sciences, and all the Nobel Prizes, al kol ha'yesh, on all of the world, this is the job of Am Yisrael, to influence. Again, influencing is a sign that you want to give. You have to remember, God is altruistic, God is perfect, He doesn't need to take anything. And according to the idea of imitatio Dei, that we should imitate God, we should also want to give. What does it mean, give? To give over truth. To give over the godly ideals to whoever that we can. That's the idea of influence. We mentioned that influence shows love. Love of God, and also love to the other person that you want to give to. Influence shows unity. Hey, I'm connected to you. You're connected with me. I want to teach you that which you don't know, and I want you to teach me that which I don't know. The idea of influence is idealism, that it should hurt a person when he sees somebody who has the wrong ideals. And that is the idea, to help people find the truth. And it really shows the truth to everyone. Now, Rav Kook takes it even a step further in source number 14. And I'm sorry. Oh, you got a little mixed up with the numbers here. Hachazion Harazi. Here. Without a number. Hachizayon Harazi. This is from Shmona Kvatzim. Notebook Aleph 205. Hachizion Harazi. Midvar koach hachayim. Shenitgale bikvasav shel Yaakov. The secrets that appeared even in the sheep of Yaakov Avinu, who otsar ha-neshamot shel Yisrael. This symbolizes the souls of Israel. Yachas gadol yesh l'roeh im tzono. There is a great relationship between the shepherd and his sheep. Hashpa'a ne'lama hishpia Yaakov al nefesh ha-chaya shel ha-tzon halalu. And Yaakov even influenced his sheep. Rav Kook, in several places, talks about how, what are we going to do in Yemot HaMashiach? Again, most people don't really think of this, but Rav Kook thinks of everything. And, here, I could take off the share screen. Here we go. And he writes that in the days of Mashiach, when everyone is going to know God, and even the Goyim are going to know God, so what are we going to do? It's going to be boring. So Rav Kook explains, well, we want to even teach the lion to live with the lamb. And the idea of giving over goodness even to the animal world is something that we want to influence. In short, the Jew, and especially the rabbi, and especially the parent, we feel responsibility. Of course we feel responsibility for our children to help their education and get them to be where they should be. But we also have a obligation towards the nations of the world, to all of Israel, and even to the animals, in order to be altruistic, to give, to pass on truth, which is a sign of love, of unity, of connection, that the whole world is connected. And somebody who really believes in truth and in God really wants to influence others as well. So that is something we should not keep. Chazal say, "Im lamadta Torah harbe, al tachzik tova la'atzmecha." And there are different explanations. One of the explanations is if you learn Torah Don't hold it to yourself. You should want to give it out and give it over to as many people as possible. Whenever I go to a family for Shabbat, I always prepare a Dvar Torah. Maybe I can share words of Torah before every meal, I think. What words of Torah can I say to raise the level of the meal to a more godly level? And we should always look for opportunities to influence our surroundings. And today with the internet, we can even influence far-off nations on the other side of the world. And how much more important to influence far-away Jews, who really are far away, both physically and spiritually, on the other side of the world. In other words, influence. Where did Rav Kook start out from? He said again, if a person eats without drinking, it's like somebody who gathers up all these nutrients but has no way of giving them off. And that is counterproductive. We should want to give over everything that we learned.